Hi, and welcome to KCIW. I'm Scott Clapson, and this program is called Chetco Activity Center Senior Stories. We're here today with Ray Cornell, the piano man. How are you, Ray?
I'm very well, thank you.
You're one of our piano volunteer players here, aren't you?
I want to let you know that I'm very honored and appreciative of you asking me to be on your program. It's a real pleasure to be a member of the Senior Center, or Activity Center, I should say, and I'm also a lifetime member.
I know, that's wonderful. Thanks.
Yes.
Ray recently became a lifetime member of the Activity Center. That's really awesome. You're also a longtime volunteer here, right?
Well, I used to come here when I first came to Brookings and played the piano here for quite a long while. And then I got into other outside gigs out of town. And so that kind of took me away from the senior center here.
What kind of gigs outside of town?
Well, I had a small motor home about 28 feet called the Itasca. And I had a little kitty with me, and I was living alone at the time, so I gathered about 35 gigs, that is, a senior center convalescent homes outside of Brookings. I had 8 in Bandon and Coos Bay area on one weekend. Took 2 days to do that, remembering that I do have my motorhome, so I was able to stay overnight at these places.
Okay.
Then my second gig was the Eureka area. I had another 8 up that way, and that took another weekend. And then my third weekend, I went to Ashland and Grants Pass and Medford, and I had 18 gigs up at the convalescent homes up in that area, and that took about 3 days. Now, I did this for about several years. I can't remember exactly how many, but I did it for quite a few years, and I took my little kitty along with me. And then the weather started getting, I'm getting older, and I'm finding that the weather was too hot for me and my kitty. So after quite a few years of doing this, I eventually decided I wished to quit traveling in my motor home and just play my convalescent homes in this area, Crescent City, Gold Beach, and Brookings. I didn't like to travel all that distance and I was getting older and hotter by the minute.
Yeah.
So that was a little irritating to me, and finally I gave all that up, and now I just play locally now. And I played at the Crescent City convalescent home called Adamitum. I played there for about 5 or 6 years, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And before that, I did the Elk Valley Casino. I played there for 10 years on the weekend. And before that, I played at the bookstore in Gold Beach. A gentleman by the name of Watkins, who is now deceased, he owned the big bookstore there in Gold Beach. And I played there on the weekends for 6 years. So that occupied my time quite a lot. And then about a year ago, I decided that I wanted to join the Activity Center again. And I decided to quit Adamitum because it was in Crescent City and I didn't want to take the time to drive all that distance and pay the gas money. And I decided to just stay in Brookings and play at the Senior Center Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
And we are so grateful you are.
Yes, and I play people's requests. The other day I had a request for Ruby, and I'm working on that one now for a lady here. And I'm getting to know a lot of the people I did that I knew before when I used to come here years and years ago. So I'm very happy to be a member of the Activity Center and to volunteer for other things as well. I have 62 different CDs that I recorded at home in my studio, and I give them out to my friends, my church friends, my Activity Center friends. I give them out. I don't sell them. I just give them away, and people enjoy that, and they enjoy my music. And I've had a lot of compliments on my music, even from the young people. Strange as it may seem, the young people like my music. So that makes me very happy and very proud that I'm going to that I do this.
Yes, we love having you, and we love your music. I love your music a lot.
Well, it's relaxing, and yes. Especially if you're playing my music in your automobile, you want to make sure that you're wide awake because it will put you to sleep.
Oh, and will it?
I play oldies and goodies, just about anything. As I read music, I can play just about anything. Claire de Lune or Stardust is my theme song.
Okay.
When I first started playing the piano, I heard Hoagie Carmichael's Stardust, and that he originated back in 1929 and 30. But when he played it as a jazz number. And then about 12 years later, Nat King Cole, the black gentleman who sings beautiful songs, happens to be my wife's favorite, Marilyn. By the way, Marilyn, my wife, passed away about 2 years ago. And so I'm all alone now, and I'm a very lonely man, but I do have so many church friends and activity friends here that it's kind of helping me along, and I feel good about everything now, and I'm feeling a lot better. But getting back to the music end of it, as I say, I give away these CDs, and so any questions?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have a lot of questions for you, Ray.
Go ahead.
Yeah. When did you start playing the piano? How long have you been playing?
Well, now that's a long, sad story.
Oh, really?
To make it short, I didn't start playing the piano until I was 40 years old. My dad bought me a piano when I was 18. Well, at that time, I was athletic. And I said, Dad, why did you buy me a piano? That's only for sissies and girls. I said, it's not for a fellow like me, you know, and athletic. And I was a champion boxer and a runner and everything. I was a very good athlete at one time. Mm-hmm. And so every time I moved to a different apartment, I had to carry my piano with me. Well, I was a professional singer at one time. When I worked in Los Angeles, I used to sing in clubs. But I had to hire a piano player at that time because I did not play the piano.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my first marriage wasn't too good. And then I married a lady much older than myself, and she had a daughter, and they always thumbs down my singing. They never thought I could sing very well, but I did all right in clubs. People were happy with my singing.
Mm-hmm.
But I gradually, finally I divorced from my first wife and then moved to San Francisco area, Burlingame. And I decided that at the age of 40, I had to do something with my life. I wanted to do something. So since I had a piano, I said, I'm going to learn to play the piano and accompany myself in singing. Well, as I grew older, somehow I lost my voice. So I had my learning the piano. I had a backup there, and I studied the piano quite seriously and took lessons for a year and a half. Then after that, I mostly was self-taught, bought sheet music and taught myself to play. And I have formed my own style now, and I used to practice very strongly to get to be where I am today. God knows that and has helped me. I would practice 4 hours a day with a time clock. And sometimes it took me 5-6 hours to get in 4 hours of dedication at the piano. Phone ringing, people coming at the door, other duties and so forth. So I'd have to turn the timer off, but when I came back to the piano, I'd turn the timer back on. So like I say, having done that, I would have to take 4, 5, 6 hours to get in 4 hours of dedication. And it has paid off for me, because here I am today, I'm going on 92, and people love my music, and I have played it many gigs and getting experience and so forth.
4 hours a day you practice?
Practice 4 hours a day, dedicated practice.
Every day?
Every day.
Wow.
I might have missed 1 or 2 days, it's normal.
But still, that is dedication.
Yeah.
Wow, I had no idea. No wonder you're such a good piano player.
Well, and then I decided I was going to call myself Ray Cornell, the Piano Man. And that seems to attract a lot of attention. And
yes, that's the title of this podcast, actually.
Yes. So again, I'm very proud and happy to be on this program.
We're very happy to have you volunteering here at the Czech Coactivity Center. Yes. We're really grateful for you, because people, when you're not here, they ask about you.
Oh, they do.
Ask, oh, yeah. They ask where you are. They ask about your music. I know they really appreciate your CDs, because sometimes when a CD gets left here, someone else will pick it up and go, ooh, where's this CD? Can I take this? And then people want to take it. So we really love the fact that you make CDs.
Oh, don't forget, the people get very upset if I'm not here.
Yes, they do. You're a lifetime member now, right? Yeah. You're a part of the Czech Coactivity Center family.
Yeah, I'm happy about that, of course.
Yes, we're very happy to have you.
Thank you.
I'm Scott Clapson here on KCIW LP 100.7 FM in Brookings, Oregon. We're here today for Czech Coactivity Center Senior Stories with Ray Cornell, the Piano Man. We are so excited about the fact of having live music in the dining room. If you've never been to the Czech Coactivity Center, Ray's been sharing about how he comes and plays the piano Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays for us during our lunch, and adds a really great feeling of live music and a great experience to the dining room. Mm-hmm. We start serving lunch at about 11:15 is when the salad bar comes out. And the lunch bell rings at 11:30, and we serve till 12:30. Okay. And so you can come here, Ray Cornell, the Piano Man, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Yeah. Bruce, there's a gentleman by the name of Bruce Ellis.
Yes.
And he puts a magazine out called The Insider.
Mm-hmm.
And he brings it up to the breakfast at the Star of the Sea, which we have every second Sunday. I'm the cashier. I take their people's money. I love to do that. But anyway, I give out CDs there also.
Okay.
And I'm well known in our church. I'm mentioning this Insider because it's an entertainment newspaper. Mm-hmm. And on the second or third page, they advertise different entertainers in town.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm mentioned there every month in the paper.
Oh, you are?
Yes, you'll see it. I don't know if you get the Insider here at the
Czech Coin. I know Bruce, and Bruce actually records a show for us for KCIW where he does an Insider report every week, just like we're doing right now, except for it's just him talking.
Scott, you look at the paper, in the second or third paper, you'll see my advertisement there.
That's really awesome.
And that would be nice if you had it in the newspaper, you know, once a month or once a week.
Sure.
Like he put it. He puts some musical notes in, and you look at the ad. I think you'll like it.
Very cool.
It's very nice.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've been volunteering your time to play, to cheer people up and make them happy for many years.
Many, many, many years, Scott, yes.
Yeah. What does it do for you? Why do you do it? Why do you give so much of your time to play music for people?
Well, like I said, I had to do something for myself in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to make people happy. I not only play the piano, but I like to joke and make people laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the elderly people. They need it.
Yeah.
They need my kind of music, and they need to be entertained and need to have to be laughed,
mm-hmm.
you know, to make them laugh and enjoy life. It's something that I love to do, and I'm thankful to God so much that He has given me this talent, if you may say, to be able to do this. And my mother and dad, who was deceased, of course, many years ago, I wish they could know now what I'm doing. They'd be proud of me to know that I'm entertaining the public. And also, don't forget, Scott, Ira Tozer has nominated me for Grand Marshal next year.
Oh, it's official?
Yes, it's official. He's nominated me, and I'm hoping to be the Grand Marshal for 2017. Isn't that nice?
That is so awesome.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful.
I'd like to be able
to take something to heaven with me when I go.
Well, it sounds like you're going to take an awful lot when you go.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, a little funny thing that I wrote to St. Peter, who is the man who lets people into heaven.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if I come in the front door, I can come in through the front door just myself. But if I need to bring my grand piano with me, I'll have to go in the back door of heaven because it's a bigger gate and it's wider and it'll allow me into the back door. But I haven't heard from him yet, so I'm still waiting to hear from him.
Bring your grand piano through the back door of heaven. That's a really good joke. Laughter really is the best medicine, right? Like we were just talking yesterday with Jerry Good on a podcast, a similar podcast to this, and talking about having a positive attitude and how being happy really helps us, you know, in mm-hmm. our lives and helps keep us healthy. Yeah, laughter is really important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Being a member of the Catholic Church, I have been all my life mm-hmm. since childhood. My mother and dad brought me up as a Roman Catholic, and I'm a very religious person. I say the rosary and a couple of times a day and go to Mass a couple of times a week and belong to a church cynical group. And after our cynical prayers after Mass, we go and have breakfast at the Blue Otter, which is a very fine restaurant and one that I like to go to. So if sometime I'd love to take you to the restaurant for breakfast or lunch or dinner.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I'd like to do that.
Thank you so much.
In appreciation nice for having me on this program, for example.
Oh, of course.
So let's look forward to doing that.
Let's look forward to doing that.
Yes.
So you volunteer a lot of time then up at Star of the Sea Catholic Church then as well.
Oh, yeah. I play there for the breakfast, and when I'm not taking money from the people for the breakfast, I go over to the piano and play a couple of tunes.
Oh, cool. So
of course, I'm interrupted all the time by people coming in, but that's all right. I can go back and pick up where I left off. And
Well, you're popular, that's why.
People love what I play. And
yes. So you're a part of the Sons of Italy, then?
The Sons of Italy?
Yeah. Aren't they the ones that put on the breakfast with the Catholic Church?
Oh, no. No, it's a regular Knights of Columbus.
Knights of Columbus, okay.
Breakfast that we put on every second Tuesday of the month.
Okay.
On a Sunday morning at 7:30 till 10.
Okay.
And yeah, I wish everybody would come and have a wonderful country breakfast for only $8.
Oh, wow.
And with that, you get pancakes and you get scrambled eggs, you get sausage or ham and a biscuit. And orange juice, coffee, milk, or tea, whatever you want, and all that you want.
Oh, wow.
For only $8. So
and when is this?
If anybody wants to come, I'm certainly happy to take their money.
And when is this, Ray?
Huh?
When does this breakfast happen?
The breakfast is the second Sunday of every month.
At Star of the Sea?
Star of the Sea Church. From 7:30 till 10.
7:30 to 10 on Old County Road.
Old County Road.
Here in Brookings, just past Azalea Park.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you all raise money for?
Pardon?
What are you raising money for?
We raise money for different entities, like the Pregnancy Center, other organizations, name a few. let's see, pregnancy center.
Okay. Do you raise money?
We have, we give $500 a month to the young people that graduate. What do you call that?
Oh, scholarships.
Huh?
Scholarships?
Yes.
Yeah? Uh-huh. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. We raise money to give it away. We right. don't, we have an account.
And, yeah. And then you do like philanthropy with it.
Yeah. And yeah. we give money away. That's what the Knights of Columbus breakfast is for.
That's very noble.
Yes.
That's very noble.
I've been a member of the Knights of Columbus for about 10 years now.
Yeah.
And I have several titles. I'm not only the cashier, I'm also the warden. That's the policeman of the organization.
Why do they need
a policeman?
I make
sure that they have their card and a dollar bill for the dues. And I make sure that they're in proper order to come to our meetings, you see.
Okay.
I'm also the goodwill ambassador because I play the piano and entertain people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also another title that the one of the knights named me, and he says, I'm the Earl of Little. The Earl of Little. That's a title. You know, of the old knights.
Okay.
And anyway, and then one of the other knights said, he's not the Earl of Little, he's the Earl of Plenty. He does so much for the organization.
Oh,
not the Earl of Little, the Earl of Plenty.
Well, we're going to have to change your name then from Ray Cornell the Piano Man to Ray Cornell, Earl of Plenty.
Oh, well, you can call me anything, but don't call me late for dinner.
I won't call you late for dinner. I promise. Ray, as we're coming to the end of the podcast,
yeah.
do you have anything else that you'd like to share with your listeners?
Well, I'd like to say that my wife passed away 2 years ago, and I miss her very much. And when I go home, I feel alone, you know. But I have so many good friends at the church and here and now at the Activity Center. That kind of takes the place of my loneliness. And
mm-hmm.
it's made me feel very, very good. And although I miss my wife, she was a wonderful little lady. She was like a St. Teresa. She helped people, drive people to the doctor's office, and she was a very wonderful little lady. And I respected her so much. I really took care of her, never allowed her to open doors or anything, or car doors. I was very much of a gentleman to her and loved her very much. That's my final.
Yeah, that's your final?
Say.
Yeah, well, it sounds like she is a very wonderful, wonderful woman. And
yeah.
you are the same, though. You're so generous with your time, obviously. I mean,
yeah.
how many, I'm sitting here in our tech as Tom, our tech, is watching, and he's listening to the whole thing on the headphones. And when you said how many places you played every month,
yeah.
both of our eyes just got really big. Like, we think we volunteer a lot here for these radio podcasts.
Well.
But you so... above and beyond, when you shared with me that story, I knew immediately we needed to get you on a
right.
podcast. Just the joy you must have brought to
many
people.
I want people to hear my music, so I give my I have 62 different CDs,
mm-hmm.
and I give them away. I don't sell them. I give them away.
So people could come by here at the Activity Center and listen to you play and get a CD, right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And they can pick up CDs if they want, you know.
Okay.
Monday,
Wednesday, and Friday at the Chetco Activity Center, Ray Cornell, the Piano Man. He's been very generous to donate his time for us. You've been back here playing for about a year, yeah?
Yeah, about a year now. And, and I intend to stay here until the end of what? I don't know. I expect to live to another 10 years.
Another 10 years?
I want to live to be 100. After that, I don't mind.
Well, if you lived another 10 years, you'd be 102, right?
Well, 102. Well, no, 100. I'd be happy with 100.
So 8 more?
I'd be happy with 100. If St. Peter would let me in heaven at the age of 100, I'd be very content.
Well, have you measured your grand piano yet to see if it'll fit in the back door?
Well, I'm waiting for his letter. I'm
You're waiting
for
his
to hear
letter.
From him.
Yes. Well, hopefully he responds too with the responds soon with the weather the way it's been. Maybe his response is getting held up in the... And the storms and everything.
Yes.
Ray Cornell, we greatly appreciate you. I cannot tell you how much we appreciate you. Thank you. You've donated prizes to the bingo games. You've helped us with the bingo
calling,
right? You helped us with that a couple times.
Well, there's one more thing I want to say.
Of course.
If I happen to come into a lot of money, one of the first things I want to do is to get you the state-of-the-art bingo setup.
Really?
So then I'd be able to call bingo for you.
Oh, would be amazing.
Yeah, you know, the kind that I can sit down and put the balls here from the machine here that comes up.
Uh-huh.
You know, that type.
Right. Ooh, that would be amazing. I hope you do come into a lot of money.
I come down, and that's the first thing I want to do is to get you. As a matter of fact, I'm going to save my money up and see if I can. I'm going to look into it and see where they make them and so forth and try to get one.
That would be wonderful. Yeah. We would love that.
Okay, so that's good.
Ray's referring to our bingo games that we play here on Fridays during lunch. Ray comes and plays the piano for us, and then at noon we play bingo every Friday.
Right, oh yes.
We give away a bunch of prizes. We play two games, and the third game is blackout, and we give away a free lunch on that third game.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I brought a lot of things from home to give away for the bingo prizes.
Yes, we are very grateful. Ray helped us replenish our stock of bingo prizes for 2017.
Very good.
Ray Cornell, you are a wonderful volunteer. My name is Scott Clapson. We are here on KCIW. This show is called Checo Activity Center, Senior Stories. We've been here today with Ray Cornell, the piano man, also known as the Earl of Plenty. You can come and hear Ray Cornell play at the Checo Activity Center Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We start serving lunch with the salad bar at 11:15. The main course is started at 11:30. We go till about 12:30. Ray hands out CDs. Like he said, he has 62 CDs.
Yeah.
Ray has played all around Southern Oregon and Northern California at one point, as he mentioned earlier in the podcast. He was playing probably, I counted, almost 50 places. 60 places around?
No, 35.
35. Okay, I rounded up.
Oh, it'd be about 40, but about counting 40. The ones here in Brookings.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It sounded like there was an awful lot. Yeah. So, Ray Cornell, the piano man, you're an awesome volunteer. We're so grateful for you. Come by the Checo Activity Center. We're located at 550 Checo Lane in Brookings, Oregon. You can reach us at 541-469-6822. Thank you so much, Ray Cornell. Thank you for listening. This has been KCIW LP 100.7 FM in Brookings, Oregon. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
And thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Ray.
If you enjoyed this program and want to hear more like it, consider supporting Curry Coast Community Radio. For more information, go to our website, kciw.org. Thank you for listening.